And a good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And for the next hour, we're going to be joined by the retiring longtime emergency management director here in Riley County. He's also, he wears a number of hats. He also is the fire chief in Riley County. And his name is Mr. Pat Collins. He joins us via Zoom here today. Pat, good morning.
Good morning.
It's and Dave Lewis is here with me as well. I know Dave's a good friend.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Glad to have you on today. You know what? You spent a lot of time over there and doing a whole bunch of stuff. We got a lot of I'm sure you got a lot of stories for us today.
Well, I can always tell you a story.
I know that.
Well, it is you know, obviously a great pleasure we have you on here today because you know, you're one of the longtime employees here in Riley County. Exactly how long have you been on the job?
Well, I've actually been I was a firefighter. I started in 76, June of 76, but I started my county career January of 77. So as of January, I'll be 44 years as a county employee.
That's a long time to be at any job, let alone the job that you have here. Was that ever your intention? Did you think back in the early 70s that this is where you're going to stay all these years?
Well, I knew I liked the county, and there's some real positive things. You know, you go out and you help people. Back when I first started, I was a volunteer. I was a fire chief in Ogden, but I was a public works employee. And, you know, you go out and you push snow and you get people out. And, you know, it kind of led into the emergency management career that started in 91.
All right. Well, and obviously the 90s saw maybe your biggest challenge of all here. And I'm sure we're going to talk about that probably a little bit more in depth. But just the flood of 93 being such a challenging year for the whole region, really.
Right. Yeah, that was... They talk about, in fact, one of the things that the EOC staff talked about last year was the amount of knowledge that we gained from the 93 flood and the way we could utilize that information to help people for the buildup for the possible flood last year.
All right. Pat Collins again joining us here from Riley County Emergency Management. He is retiring. Official last day is this week, correct?
Yeah, the official last day is Wednesday, although I've got a little bit of leave time to burn at the end of my career. So but my last day on the job, I turn the vehicle over and all my keys and stuff on Wednesday.
All right. That's going to be a strange feeling, I bet. You know, going in and starting 2021, you won't be getting up and going to work.
You know, I talked to my wife about that the other day. I said, you know, it's been kind of funny for the last 25, 30 years. I've had a key to every county building, every county office, had a vehicle that would pretty much take where I need to go for work purposes. And so, yeah, it's a little different. My electric bill should go down this winter at the house because I don't have to plug that vehicle in now.
Well, that's good. Is that difficult at all? I know, obviously, when you get to retirement age, you're probably looking forward to it, but is it difficult to step away from a position you love so much?
Well, it is. My goal was to go ahead, because I live in a rural community between Leonardville and Riley, I wanted to stay on the volunteer department, but because of the way CAPERS rules are, I can't be a volunteer and for an agency that is a CAPERS employer. So I've got to sit out for 180 days, but yeah, it'll gnaw on me, and I'll see the fire truck go by or the ambulance go by and wonder where they're headed to and want to help.
Sure. Well, and that's, you know, another big part here. And it's not this way in every county, but you serve as the emergency management director, but also the fire chief. And don't you have a third role, too, that you play?
Emergency communications director. So, yeah, I've been working on that, $5.2 million radio system for about 4 years now.
And to see that, and that was really like your last big hoorah here with the county, getting that finished. Can you talk a little bit about that?
It was a long time coming. It was something that we talked about back in 2005. We ran through an upgrade to our current system in 2012 when all the narrow banding stuff came in, and our VHF radios still didn't work right. We were down to the point where probably less than 50% coverage around the county. So the commission took the project. We funded the project and have been working on it pretty much nonstop since 2016.
All right, and that just got up and running here earlier this year. Obviously, a game changer in being able to communicate in the field is so big, and it's critical because, I mean, you don't want to be out there in an emergency situation and not being able to understand your partners out there in the field.
Right. In fact, I've actually I went to a rollover one day and had to crawl into the car from the underneath side, and I needed help, and I tried to tell the people that were responding what I needed, and I couldn't talk on the radio and let them know what kind of equipment I needed and where I needed them to park and that kind of stuff. So couldn't even tell dispatch what kind of a triage code I had for the person. So yeah, it's critical. And I know we have a lot of law enforcement, fire and EMS out there that use it every day.
Yeah. And I know that can be frustrating trying to communicate that. That being said, with before the radio system upgrade, I mean, how important are those dispatchers to doing the job that you do every day?
Well, I'll tell you what, people say that the fire department, the EMS, the police are the hardest jobs around. But I tell you, that dispatcher sitting there taking the call, listening to the person that's experiencing the emergency and trying to discern what kind of resources to send and what to tell them to do until we get there. That's the hardest job there is in the world. I appreciate everything they do and everything they've done for us to keep us safe over the years.
And Pat Collins joining us here, retiring emergency management director, fire chief, and wearer of many hats here in the county. We'll definitely take some phone calls here this hour. If you've got any kind words you want to say to Pat, or we want to keep it kind, we don't want to be mean to Pat here. He's a good guy and done a lot here for our county, obviously a loyal servant. I know Dave's probably got some stories to tell here. You've worked with Pat for many years at K-Man.
You know, we started doing, when I came back here in 91, we started talking together about, coverage of tornadoes. And this is something that Pat probably wouldn't mention up, but was it 08, the tornado that came into town June of 2008, Pat?
Yep.
On the west side that hit, and your leadership there was truly special. You know, we talk about a lot of things that Pat has been involved in, and we'll go into the 93 flood at some time, but that's a whole different discussion. But in 2008, and I think that this is one of the things that, Pat, it was a proud moment for a lot of folks when the Chamber of Commerce recognized you as a citizen of the year for your leadership there with the tornado and everything else. And that is a tremendous honor. And I bet you were somewhat surprised. You were surprised just to even be there.
I was. Couldn't figure out why they invited me, but it was a free meal, so I went.
There we go. But what are some of the things? And let's just talk about one situation here. And I think the 93 flood, we could probably do a whole doggone program about that, and we have in the past because we've had some significant anniversaries. Gosh, that's almost 30 years now. Goodness.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
and but the tornado situation in 2008, That was a real challenge for a lot of folks.
Well, you know, one of the things that have happened over the years is we have a lot of people that don't want a lot of early notice, and we have people that don't want to be notified if it actually isn't going to bother them. So in 2008, you know, with the help of radar and the information we had with listening to other jurisdictions, we knew that the tornado was coming through Chapman. We knew it was headed our way. We were able to give the about a 20-minute notice, and 10 minutes of that was prior to the National Weather Service saying we were in a warning. So, you know, you got to take the bull by the horns and say, hey, you know, I want to protect my people. It takes 15 to 20 minutes to get, you know, out of a mobile home and drive someplace that it's safe. So, you know, the team that we have at the Emergency Operations Center have always been great. I've had fantastic people to work with, and we as a collective group make that decision to say, hey, we want to warn our people and get them undercover and protected. So we did that, and I think you know, that having the amount of damage we had across the county and virtually no significant injuries was a testament to that group that we work with.
You know, one of the things, there's a lot of people, you know, when you hear the sirens, you know, we call them tornado sirens, but they've been triggered for non-tornado situations. I remember, oh gosh, was it like in 95 or so? There was a
storm, yeah.
What was that called again?
Well, we had a 2007. We had the big hailstorm. We kicked it off for. Yep.
Yeah. Well, those are decisions that are not easily made, but appropriate. So.
All right. Well, let's. I tell you what. We'll talk a little bit more here with Pat to get some more insight as to his long career and talk more about that 93 flood. We'll take your phone calls as well. 785-537-1350. Pat Collins on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.